Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Coming up, we've got this exclusive interview that Johnny O did with Neil McCoy. It really, really is good. I can't wait to play that for you. Also, $300 prize package from Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and now Mitsubishi. Your chance to win just minutes away. We got Dimitri Graffiti also coming up around 8:50. Your chance to come on the air and say and do pretty much anything you want, to send any kind of message you want, all within the parameters of the rules of engagement. But you do not interact with the host. We've got all of that. But we also had a terrible tragedy yesterday on I-470, and it could have been a million times worse. No deaths, thank God. But tractor, trailer apparently going into an SUV on I-470, and there were a total of, I think, three tractor trailers involved and the SUV and God knows what else. What a mess. The latest reports that I've seen anyway, no fatalities, thank God. Sure sounded like the kind of stuff that Mr. Big Willie himself has been warning us about for weeks. Now, I want to stress, I do not have any smoking gun evidence regarding any of this. The only thing I can do is refer to news reports and police reports so I can tell you what I think might be going on, but I don't know. So Big Willie himself, who is this legendary Valley OTR truck driver who calls in from his cab, this is for real, of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, comes on and discusses pretty much anything that he wants to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We just turn on the mic and say, okay, start talking. And then he keeps talking, and we go into commercial break after about 20 minutes. He's unbelievable. But he knows his stuff, especially about trucking, and he's been warning us about all these problems with these sketchy fly-by-night type of trucking companies that are set up by foreigners, and they hire illegals, and they all just sorts of terrible stuff. Anyway, long story short, Mr. Big Willie himself, welcome to Big Willie 105.5. How you doing, sir?
I've been doing better. It's the same old thing. It's so frustrating, Dimitri. I just want to get out of trucking sometimes, as I'm sitting here at a plant. And of course, this Indian guy pulls up. He's on the scale. He don't have the right stuff because he can't read the directions. And instead of moving so everybody can move, there's 15 trucks piled up because he locks his truck and goes out and goes into the guard shack. And they don't know. He don't know what he's doing. So it's just so frustrating. And it really is screwing up the whole trucking industry, delivery industry, everything besides prices dropping, rates dropping, goods costing more money. It's just ridiculous. And then you get stuff like yesterday, and it's crazy. Now I got a guy coming to yell at me. Hold on. Anyhow, but excuse me one second.
Sure,
all right, I'm good. Anyhow.
Can we get him to yell at you?
Nah, he's not gonna yell at me. There's a guy parked on the scale and they're all ready to beat him up because he don't know English. He can't read, he don't know English, and he's sitting on the scale and got the whole plant shut down.
My God.
Anyhow, that thing on 470 yesterday, I just took, now this is all from the internet and what I see and what I read from other people's posts and news reports and police reports or whatever I can find on the internet. It's a company, excuse me, it's a company out of Arizona. It's owned by a guy that went to school in Punjab, India. So anybody thinks I'm just saying Punjab is not, it's Punjab, India. And that's where he went to school, and he went to Arizona, and he got a business license in the United States, and he's got 10 trucks, 15 drivers, according to the website. And what's his name again? This is just all what I can find off the internet. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't want to say anything that I know for a fact. But his name was like Amitajabar Randhawa. He's a CEO of Amitaj Group of Companies and has a professional file on LinkedIn. Now, everything I've dealt with in the past, it's going to be the truck driver's fault. Whether they were sitting there in traffic, no matter what was going on, it's a truck driver's fault. It's a truck driver that rear-ended the other truck. He's going to get a ticket. The other truck behind that guy, he's going to get a ticket. I always say this when I'm in traffic, and you got to have a safe following distance. Especially when you're in construction zones, and they say when you see the sign at the top of the hill that says, you should shift down to a lower gear trucks because it's a 5% grade. But that's what it means. Yeah, it means, you know, whatever gear you go up in loaded, you should be below that, and another gear below that going down the hill. And that's the issue. And when you see a construction zone, it's 55 miles an hour, and you're coming down 470 hill and flying, it just doesn't make sense, especially when you have no escape route. So an escape route to me is like my eyes are moving left and right 1,000 times. You know, people say, man, how don't you get tired? How don't you fall asleep? It's because I'm sitting here in a truck and I'm constantly my eyes are moving everywhere. And just to see, so if I see something happening, that I can move out of the way. And if when you're sitting there in a construction zone and they got barriers on both sides, you don't have no place to go. So you got to be really attentive, and you got to be really paying attention to what's going on when you go through a construction zone. And I've said this a million times on your show. You know, when people, hold on a second. It's hard. I could talk and usually think, but I got a little flustered this morning. Bending out, I've said this a million times, when a trucker has a bunch of space between him and another truck or another car in a construction zone, and they're going 55 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour, well, you don't go and get in front of them because there's a space there.
Yeah.
You leave that room for a reason. So that way you don't have time. The truck has time to react.
Yeah, let me ask you a question here, Big Willie. Normally, I don't like to interrupt you because you get on a roll, and that's great. But I found a post on one of the St. Clairsville sites on Facebook by a Debbie Wick. I do not know this woman. And she says, this is my grandson's car. They were stopped in traffic. Semi rear-ended him, sent him into another semi. This was an SUV. I reached out to her, sent her a message, have not heard back to see if she wanted to come on and elaborate or anything. But based on that, if that is in fact what happened, that he was stopped, a semi behind him plows into him and then pushes him into the truck in front of him, if that is what happened, then would it be fair to say that the driver of that tractor trailer is 100% at fault?
Whoever rear-ended, yes. I mean, if the truck, if you're not paying attention and you can't see that there's traffic stopped in a construction zone already, then there's an issue right there. So when I'm driving and I see a construction zone, my attention gets, you know, my attention span wakens up. Because number one, it's narrow. Number two, they have trucks that are construction trucks that are turning in off of the main road. You know, so there's always something going on in a construction zone. And then you always see it when they put a blue light there, or the sheriff or state policeman that they hire to go there, people slam the brakes on. Yeah, well, just pretend that cop's there all the time, and you won't have a problem. I'd never, ever go over 75 if it's 70 or 60 if it's 55. I try to stay with the flow of traffic, and I think they try to give you a few miles an hour over. But if your attention's on the driving, then that accident probably shouldn't have happened.
All right, let me...
99% saying that accident should not have happened if he was paying attention, and yes, if it be the driver's fault for not paying attention, not having control of his vehicle, probably going too fast and just not maintaining control or having a safe following distance.
All right. So, Big Willie, let me ask you this. How do we find out if this is one of those sketchy foreigner trucking companies that hires illegals that can't even speak English? How do we find out what the truth is here?
Well, you'd probably get a hold of the police that are doing the report. I seen Wheeling Fire Department there, so I don't know if the Wheeling police are doing the report or the state police are doing the report or the sheriff's department. I'd say it's probably the Wheeling Police Department leading the thing. So we might want to get a hold of them or put some kind of request in or wait for the news release it. If it's not released, I can't believe it. I've seen some pictures. I've seen some sketchy people standing there. I'm not saying they don't have a CDL, but yesterday I could tell you 100% fact of my experience yesterday just on the turnpike on I-80 that I seen at least three foreign truck drivers with their feet on the dash. This is no lie.
What?
They have automatic trucks. They put their feet up in the window on the dash. And I'm sure you're going to have people on Facebook that can confirm this with me. They put their feet on the dash.
Why?
Something to do. I don't know why. I can't even put my sock on. And they want to put their feet on the dash. Number one, you don't have control of the truck. Your reaction times are going to go down. And if you get in an accident, your hip's going to shatter. Your leg's going to go through your face. And not only that, now they got these blinders they're putting in the driver's side window so you can't see what they're doing. And they're catching on to it because it's legal because it's a sunshade. I don't know if it's legal or not, but I know tint's illegal. And they got their phone. And then three drivers, two of them had their phones laying on the steering wheel, and one of them had a small iPad with a TV show playing.
My God in heaven. What?
Because they get comfortable on the interstate and nothing's going to happen to them. They don't have the experience. They have never had. It's just road experience. And they get comfortable. It's an automatic truck. And I think that's really changed the way trucking has gone by going to all automatics because it made it easier for anybody to drive a truck. Anybody.
This is unbelievable.
As long as you can go forward, they'll find a way to get you back into that dock. A lot of these places like Lowe's, warehouses, distribution centers, you don't even back in. You pull into a spot, they have a yellow square, you drop the trailer, go park outside the gate in a lot for just the tractors, and they send over a little truck that come over, a yard truck, and he'll take your trailer and park it into the dock, unload it, and put it in another area where then it'll call you to come pick up the trailer.
This is unbelievable.
You don't even have to back up anymore.
This is unbelievable.
They don't know what mirrors are. They don't know nothing. It's horrible out here right now.
Okay, well, Big Willie, we're almost out of time. Normally, I let you just talk and talk and talk and talk, but excuse me. Oh, my word. I'm sorry. Could you keep an eye out? Keep an eye out on this story. Learn whatever you can about this company that might or might not be a sketchy foreign company. Excuse me.
Johnny, get my the God. AED out. Get the AED. These are going down.
Oh, my God. I'm getting all choked up over this story. My God.
Okay,
all right, but keep an eye out and find out about this driver. Let's see if he's an illegal, okay?
Yes, be attentive out there. If you're stopped in traffic on the side of the road, get out of the vehicle if you broke down on the side of the road. Don't sit in your car. Dude.
And don't put your feet up on the dashboard if you're a truck driver. All right. Thank you, sir.
Exactly. Bye. Thank you. Have a good day.